Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, welcome or welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 110, numéro 110. So this week we are again talking about the verb faire. In our last episode, I was saying to you that the French verb faire literally means to do or to make, but it is a verb that is also used in many common expressions where it is not always a word-for-word translation. So where the verb faire doesn't actually translate as to do or to make in English, which, as you can imagine, can create sometimes some confusion among French learners. So the best thing you can do is to learn these expressions. I'm only giving you common ones, so you'll definitely hear them or read them at some point of your French learning journey. So we are going to learn 15 expressions today where the verb faire doesn't translate as to do or to make in English, and we will learn 15 more in the next episode. Also, there are no exercises needed for this particular episode, but I'll give you some examples for each expression so you can see how it is used. Also, a few things: if you are new to the podcast, you can download your lessons cheat sheet in the episode notes so you can see how the words are written while listening to the lesson. It is free and all the links are in the episode notes. Okay, ready? First expression, faire attention, to be careful, faire attention. Par exemple, fais attention sur la route. Be careful on the road. Fais attention sur la route. Faire confiance, to trust. Faire confiance. Est-ce que tu lui fais confiance? Do you trust her or him? Est-ce que tu lui fais confiance? Faire connaissance, to get to know someone. Faire connaissance. Elles ont fait connaissance. They got to know each other. Elles ont fait connaissance. Faire de la peine à quelqu'un. To hurt someone's feeling. Faire de la peine à quelqu'un. Par exemple, ils m'ont fait de la peine. They hurt my feelings. Ils m'ont fait de la peine. Faire des cauchemars. To have nightmares. Faire des cauchemars. Par exemple, elle a fait des cauchemars la nuit dernière. She had nightmares last night. Elle a fait des cauchemars la nuit dernière. Faire des courses, to go grocery shopping. Faire des courses. Nous ferons des courses demain matin. We will go grocery shopping tomorrow. Nous ferons des courses demain matin. Faire des économies, to save money. Faire des économies. On essaie de faire des économies. We are trying to save money. On essaie de faire des économies. Faire du sport. To play sports or to exercise, to work out. Faire du sport. Par exemple, est-ce que vous faites du sport? Do you exercise? Est-ce que vous faites du sport? Faire la cuisine. To cook. Faire la cuisine. Qui fait la cuisine ce soir? Who is cooking tonight? Qui fais la cuisine ce soir. Faire la fête. To party. Faire la fête. Les voisins ont fait la fête toute la nuit. The neighbors partied all night. Les voisins ont fait la fête toute la nuit. Faire la grasse matinée. To sleep in. Faire la grasse matinée. Par exemple, j'ai fait la grasse matinée ce matin. I slept in this morning. J'ai fait la grasse matinée ce matin. Faire une promenade. To go for a walk or to go for a stroll. Faire une promenade. Par exemple, ils font une promenade. They are having a stroll. Ils font une promenade. Faire la queue. To queue. Faire la queue. On n'a pas besoin de faire la queue. We don't need to queue. On n'a pas besoin de faire la queue. Faire la tête. To sulk or to be sulky. Faire la tête. Pourquoi tu fais la tête? Why are you being sulky? Pourquoi tu fais la tête? Faire semblant. To pretend. Faire semblant. Il fait semblant de dormir. He's pretending to sleep. Il fait semblant de dormir. And that was our last expression for today. So let's just do a quick recap now of all these expressions. Faire attention. To be careful. Faire confiance. To trust. Faire connaissance. To get to know someone. Faire de la peine à quelqu'un. To hurt someone's feeling. Faire des cauchemars. To have nightmares. Faire des courses. To go grocery shopping. Faire des économies. To save money. Faire du sport. To exercise. Faire la cuisine. To cook. Faire la fête. To party. Faire la grasse matinée. To sleep in. Faire une promenade. To go for a stroll. Faire la queue. To queue. Faire la tête. To sulk. Faire semblant. To pretend. All right, so we are done for this episode. I hope you liked it. I will talk to you in the next episode, part two. So it's 15 more expressions like these ones. Thanks so much for listening. À bientôt. Bye. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.